This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President authenticates four bills passed by Federal Parliament. Government briefs 100-day progress in lower house. Prime Minister holds talks with contractors on investment and infrastructure, reaffirms support for the sector. Government intensifies efforts to ensure timely fertilizer supply. Agriculture Minister assures action against irregularities. And US and Iran create new attacks, disrupts shipping in Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pautil has authenticated four bills passed by the Federal Parliament, clearing the way for them to become law. According to the Office of the President, the authenticated bills include the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill 2083, the Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill 2083, the Cooperatives First Amendment Bill 2083, and the Bill to Amend Certain Nepal Acts Relating to Institutes of Health Sciences 2083. The bills were forwarded to the President's office yesterday after being endorsed by the both houses of the Federal Parliament. Earlier, the National Assembly had passed six bills, including the four ordinance replacement bills, as well as the Finance Bill 2083 and the Public Debt Bill 2083, before sending them to the House of Representatives. National Assembly Chairperson Naren Prasad Dahal said the bills were approved following committee scrutiny and parliamentary deliberations. The House of Representatives subsequently endorsed the National Assembly's amendments to the four bills and also approved a proposal to consider the bill relating to the Nepal Special Service Act 2042. During the discussion, lawmakers stressed the need to strengthen the country's intelligence agencies to enhance national security. With the President's authentication, the four amended bills have completed the parliamentary process and will now come into legal effect in accordance with the Constitution. Meanwhile, the government has presented its 100-day progress report to the House of Representatives. During yesterday's meeting of the lower house, government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, informed lawmakers about the major achievements made during first 100 days of the government led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah. The minister outlined the government's key initiatives and reforms undertaken during the period. The government had earlier made the 100-day progress report public through a press conference on July 4th. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with the representatives of the Federation of Contractors Association of Nepal, FCAN, on improving the investment climate and accelerating infrastructure development. During the meeting at the Prime Minister's office, the Prime Minister said the construction sector is vital for economic growth, employment generation and infrastructure development. He reiterated the government's commitment to addressing challenges affecting infrastructure projects and emphasized the need for close cooperation between the government and the private sector to ensure timely, transparent and result-oriented implementation of development works. Representatives of the Contractors Association raised concern over delayed payments, contract management, project deadline extensions, price adjustments and banking and investment-related issues. They also urged the government to strengthen coordination with the private sector to ensure the sustainability of the construction industry. Senior government officials and advisers to the Prime Minister also attended the meeting. Meanwhile, the National Medical Education Commission has approved the Fund Management Procedure 2083. The decision was taken at the Commission's 26th meeting, chaired by Prime Minister and Commission Chairperson Balendra Shah. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to ensure the proper management and protection of the rights of landless people displaced from various settlements. In a statement issued yesterday, the commission called on the government to respect the rights, dignity and equality of landless families and avoid any action that could violate their human rights. The commission expressed concern over the treatment of displaced landless families, urging the government to provide adequate support and alternative arrangements while ensuring their human rights and dignity are protected. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Viraj Bhaktasrestha has said Nepal is committed to sustainable energy development and expanding regional energy connectivity. Speaking at the launch of the Energy Connectivity in South Asia event in Kathmandu, the minister said electricity has now reached 98% of the population, with the government aiming for universal access while increasing the share of renewable sources to 15% by 2030. He also reaffirmed the commitment to working with neighboring countries, international partners, and the private sector to promote clean energy, strengthen regional cooperation, and support climate action. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has said the government is making every effort to ensure the timely supply of chemical fertilizers to farmers across the country. Speaking at a news conference at the ministry yesterday, the minister said the government is taking steps to ensure the timely supply of chemical fertilizers by improving distribution, curbing irregularities, and increasing imports. She said efforts are also underway to address farmers' concern, while the ministry confirmed that the pending payments to sugarcane farmers will be cleared soon. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha has directed the ministry and its subordinate agencies to recruit contract employees only through legal, transparent, competitive and need-based procedures. He said such appointments should be made only when essential for institutional operations and in full compliance with existing laws. The minister said the move is aimed at ending irregular and politically influenced recruitment practices while strengthening institutional governance, professionalism and fiscal discipline in state-owned media organizations. Vice President and Speaker met separately with the French and Indian ambassadors yesterday to discuss strengthening bilateral relations and expanding cooperation. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav met French Ambassador Virginie Courtival and discussed Nepal-France ties and reaffirmed the long-standing friendship and cooperation, expressing appreciation for France's continued support to Nepal. Ambassador Courtival said efforts have been made during her tenure to further strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. In a separate meeting at Singhadarbar, Speaker Dol Prasad Arial held talks with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav. The Speaker and the Indian Ambassador reaffirmed the strong and long-standing Nepal-India relationship, emphasizing the need to further enhance cooperation through high-level exchanges, parliamentary diplomacy, connectivity, trade, and other areas of mutual interest. Both sides also expressed interest in strengthening bilateral visits and collaboration between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran exchanged fresh military strikes on Thursday, further escalating tensions in the Gulf region, despite a ceasefire framework agreed last month. The U.S. military said it struck around 90 Iranian military targets, including air defense systems and logistics facilities along Iran's southern coast, saying the operation was aimed at protecting commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran, however, condemned the attacks as a serious violation of international law and reported that 14 people were killed and dozens injured over the past 2 days, and said it responded by targeting U.S.-linked military sites in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and Iraq. The renewed hostilities have significantly disrupted maritime traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, with officials reporting a sharp decline in vessel movements due to security concerns. The situation remains volatile, with the international concern growing over regional stability and the security of global energy supplies. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mostly cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the Kosi province, many places in the hilly region, and some places in the Himalayan region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Madhya province and the Tarai region of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Madhya and the hilly region of Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Furthermore, the division stated that the monsoon trough lies slightly north of its normal position, meaning it is closer to Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President authenticates four bills passed by Federal Parliament. Government briefs 100-day progress in lower house. Prime Minister holds talks with contractors on investment and infrastructure, reaffirms support for the sector. Government intensifies efforts to ensure timely fertilizer supply. Agriculture Minister assures action against irregularities. And US and Iran create new attacks, disrupts shipping in Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.